Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. At the 2017 American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Phoenix, Zippy Duval, president of the AFBF, told his members, elections matter.
Rural America showed up in November. We played a big factor in the outcome of this last election. Yes. So listen to this. This election should send a strong, loud, and clear message to the politicians in Washington. You ignore rural America at your own risk.
And Duval offered a story from the Bible as an example of what folks can do when they stick together and work for a common goal.
But in the Bible, Nehemiah tells us the story of the Jews working together to build a defensive wall around Jerusalem. The job was seen as immense, and people thought it was impossible to do. The invading armies even laughed. They said, they'll build that wall so quickly and it'll be so flimsy that just a little fox walking across it would make it crumble. But every citizen in Jerusalem stood side by side and worked together, contributing according to their skills and putting their hands to good work. They built that wall in 52 days, and they defended their city. Now, folks, I know that all of us feel like farmers and ranchers are under attack. We have to work to build up our defenses, but we don't need to build walls between us and our consumers. We need to tear those walls down. This story about Nehemiah illustrates three ingredients that are essential to doing good work: a clear purpose and a plan, people that are passionate and willing to work hard, and a determination to get the job done. And in Farm Bureau, we got all those ingredients.
After he spoke to the opening session of the Farm Bureau convention, he met with the media, and he played down concerns that some in agriculture have voiced about President-elect Donald Trump not getting around to naming a Secretary of Agriculture nominee as of yet.
I have full faith in the new president picking the right person. And he's looked at many different people and a lot more we expected him to look at and talk to. And of course, we're all very anxious for him to announce. And I just have trust in the president-elect that he's going to do the right thing.
Now, there is a lot of positive buzz in Phoenix at the Farm Bureau Convention around the nomination of Scott Pruitt to be the next Attorney General. John Collison with Oklahoma Farm Bureau says his group's very happy to be talking about John Collison with other Farm Bureau members from across the country.
You know, this guy is awesome. I mean, we know General Pruitt well. He's a great friend of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. We couldn't be more excited. He's going to be fair on RFS. He's going to be fair on the environment. He's going to go up there and move America forward. And so to the farm states that are out there that don't know him, you couldn't have a better friend in agriculture working for us at the EPA.
You've got farm news on Ron. 2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. From the 2017 American Farm Bureau Annual Meeting in Phoenix, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.